Welcome to the 17th episode of the Discover Film Podcast. Today we've got the DF4Q with Eli Stern. Eli wrote and directed a fantastic short film called Whiskey Sour, and he's still in college. I was extra interested in what his DF4Q would be because, hey, he's 30 years younger than me. I'm curious what kind of films he likes. And I don't think Eli disappoints. And by the way, if you don't know what the DF4Q is, it's the Discover Film 4 questions, which are favorite movie, an underrated movie, an overrated movie, and a hidden gem people should seek out. All right, no more preamble. Let's hear Eli's answers. We can go to the four questions.
We can go to the four questions.
You like the four questions?
I like the four questions.
I'm ready for the four questions.
Four questions, all right.
The first, and I'm really looking forward to yours because it sounds like, in spite of our 30-year age gap, we got a lot of the same taste. So tell me, what's your favorite films of all time?
Favorite films of all time. This first one's going to sound a little student film, student-ish. But Casablanca is... that was the first movie that I saw where I really kind of noticed story structure, and I noticed character development and all that stuff coming together. And I mean, I can watch that every day for the rest of my life if I needed to. I mean, that's a beautiful, beautiful movie.
Yeah, you rock. You rock. I'm a huge Casablanca fan. Yeah, in fact, I argue all the time that it should be considered the best of all time. Yeah. And when people say Citizen Kane, I go, they're both from the same era, and one holds up today as if it was made today.
Absolutely.
And one feels completely dated.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think Casablanca.
Which I guess I finally gave away what my overrated is, but but that's number three. So let's. Are there any? Do you want to add any to the list, or you're cool saying Casablanca's?
I'm cool saying Casablanca. Godfather would be there.
Yeah.
And then this is a little. I love The Grand Budapest Hotel by Wes Anderson.
Yes.
Love that movie.
Yeah, that could be his best.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I was going to say that for my underrated, but it's not that underrated. It won them Academy Awards. But I truly love that movie.
Yeah, I wonder if it is underrated. I would... Yeah, because everyone... His other work, I think, gets a little more praise right now.
I don't know. I don't know. He hasn't done something in a long time, so...
Yeah. God, that was great. All right, so question number two is underrated, which
underrated.
Is a film that you think people generally missed how good it is.
I like Warrior a lot with Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton.
I haven't seen it.
People who see it like it, just not a lot of people have seen it. It's about two brothers who end up fighting in the MMA championship against each other.
Oh, I remember when that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people lauded it as like unrealistic, whatever. But I mean, it's really gritty filmmaking. Tom Hardy is an incredible actor, and it's really kind of an emotional but very satisfying journey. And I would suggest it.
All right, that could almost be your number four, but that's
all right.
But no, it wasn't like a small hit.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I'm usually harsher on movies than people, so I have a lot of more overrated than underrated.
Right. Well, then let's go to question number three, which is a film that everyone seems to think is great and you think it's overrated, and you can go as long on this list as you want.
My first one, and I hate to bash Cameron, but Avatar. I love James Cameron, but I feel like everyone thought it was like the Second Coming, and they have he's filming like four new ones, and I really thought it definitely was groundbreaking CGI, but I didn't invest. I didn't love the characters. I watched it again on the plane yesterday just to make sure, because I was thinking about that was my answer, and I was like, you know what, I should just make sure that it is overrated. And I didn't think it was as great. I liked Terminator a lot more.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That's absolutely fair. There are no wrong answers.
Yeah, another one, Dunkirk. I think Dunkirk's a little overrated. I mean, it's gorgeous and a feat of filmmaking. And Christopher Nolan's, I'm a big, big Nolan fan. But people are saying it's his best movie by far, and I don't agree at all.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't agree with that. No one said that to me yet. If they did, I'd disagree.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would totally disagree. And I saw it in IMAX, which is, I mean, it's crazy, but
I made a point of seeing it at the IMAX up at Universal. Yeah. So it's IMAX, full IMAX, digital projection, best sound.
Yeah. And it was, you felt that, but not to give anything away, at the end, you're like, oh, yeah. Like that was, yeah, that was like an emotionally wrought journey, but I didn't feel for any of the characters really. I didn't.
I got a pro Dunkirk argument, but I don't think I need to hit you with it. But the end of my argument is, it's probably the best war movie ever made that I don't ever need to see again.
Yeah,
because it's really just all he does is impart a feeling to you, the feeling of wanting to escape war.
Absolutely.
So you want to escape war for 2 hours, and now you realize, okay, great, someone finally made a war film that doesn't glorify war.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And I know that was the point. I know the point was war has no point. I understand.
He's doing the Kubrick thing where you try to hit every genre. So he's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, Kubrick made Full Metal Jacket. Now I'm going to do my war movie.
Yep.
He's obviously a genius because he chose an evacuation instead of a battle.
He's an absolute genius.
Yeah. I mean, when Saving Private Ryan came out and Spielberg was like, I didn't want to glorify war, so I made the opening D-Day scene so intense that no one could be. And I'm like, I'm sorry you failed, because that's just the best. Is a fist-pumping, kick-ass scene, and you glorified war. You made it seem cool by putting it on screen.
Absolutely. And, I think Nolan did a good job of not glorifying that. And so he did – I mean, he succeeded in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But – overrated. If someone says that's his best film, that's ridiculous, because I could name like three that are better that he's done.
Yes, absolutely. Including Memento. And
oh, definitely Memento. And Memento and Inception are the givens, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So in my circle, reading these reviews and them saying it's the best Nolan movie yet, whatever, I don't agree with that.
I agree with your not agreeing.
Okay, great. anything else? Anything else that I... think is overrated. I thought Wonder Woman was a little overrated.
Times a thousand.
Yeah.
I was ridiculously overrated.
Yeah, I thought I was excited for it. I love Gal Gadot. She's great. Chris Pine's great. But every DC fight scene is the same. And it's like the world falls apart, and it's her against. And it's just, I had a lot of problems with it.
I made a point of taking my 45 and 9-year-old women with me, who I live with. So the three of us went, and I was pumped. Mm-hmm. Finally, a female superhero for my stepdaughter to watch, and she was bored most of the time.
Really,
and she was rightfully bored.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow. And the story, as soon as they left the Amazon island, it was like, wow, this is
it's really kind of a meandering storyline. Like, stuff just kind of happens, and they go, and
then the action sequences don't pump you up.
No.
They just make you sit there going, oh, come on. Yeah. So she's walking through people with machine guns and occasionally raising a wrist to block a bullet every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then she gets close enough to hold her shield up, and now it's constant bullets. And I mean, don't do that to me. One of my big tests of a movie that my stepdaughter can see is when she calls bullshit on things.
Yeah.
She's always right. When she's like, why did Darth Vader do that? The answer is, because the writing's lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she had a lot of those with Wonder Woman. Yeah. Why did this happen? And the answer is, they are just killing time.
Exactly. They wanted that scene, and that's the only way they could have gotten it.
I know. And so many people love it and say it's awesome and the best superhero movie ever.
I don't think it's even close.
I know.
It's
such a wasted opportunity.
I really think Patty Jenkins is really good director.
Yeah, she's a great director. Like you said, the best Wonder Woman they could have casted.
Absolutely.
In fact, she makes that Justice League movie worthwhile. I think it's only good when she's on screen.
Yeah. And I think it was a step up from Batman vs. Superman, for sure. And Suicide Squad, because those are two of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was a little disappointed.
Fair. Very fair.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to move on to number four? Or
Number four is the
hidden gem. Most people haven't heard of it, and you want them to seek it out.
So there's this Norwegian film called Headhunters. That's the English title. The director is Morten Tildum, and it was his movie before he did The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch. And it's a great kind of gritty, a little offish hitman story. Hitman slash art dealer story. Art stealer. So it's really cool.
Excellent. Yeah. That's a good, I hadn't heard of it. That's so.
It's great. I'm not a big fan of subtitled movies. I find it like it takes me out a little bit, but I couldn't even notice.
Great.
Yeah, no, it's, he's a great director. Kind of went off the rails a little bit with Passengers. But.
Oh, so I know Imitation Game I loved. Passengers. And I didn't see Passengers.
Yeah, not good. I would say that's overrated, but a lot of people hated it.
That's funny. I think somebody picked Passengers as their underrated.
Really?
I think. But this, I'm really enjoying the four questions because a lot of people have made that Dark Knight movie. It's been all over the place. No one's all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It's fun. But on good and bad lists, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I'm a little bummed I didn't get the Coen brothers in there somehow. But I feel like a lot of their movies are, perfectly
well. You can answer number five just for Eli is okay. Your favorite Coen brothers movie.
Favorite Coen brothers movie. Either No Country for Old Men or Fargo.
Miller's Crossing for me.
Okay, fair enough. My mom loves Raising Arizona.
Yeah, that one is so good.
It's really good.
Straight up comedy.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean that's when they were really kind of trying to find their voice, and they really hit something really funny.
I gotta say, not only did I really like Eli's DF4Q answers, I kind of like adding in that fifth question of what's your favorite Coen Brothers movie. I guess that shows a great amount of bias because I can't even conceive of the idea of one of the filmmakers I've had in here not being a Coen Brothers fan. All right, well, thanks for listening. Anything you want to learn about this podcast or some film festivals, go to discoverfilm.net. You can also find Eli's film Whiskey Sour there. See you next time.